Public disdain for the federal government tops the list of important problems facing the country today, though Americans are much more positive when they can pick a la carte. Let's look at the menu with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, it's interesting. We don't like federal government writ large, but certain aspects of it seem to be quite popular.
What you're referring to is research where we've asked people to give us their opinions of specific agencies within the government, and here we find a lot of positivity. We have used the two words, by the way, just to set the stage, federal government, and we find much more negative than positive when we hear those two words out there across the country. But when we say U.S. Postal Service, 74%, an excellent or good rating. When we say the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 66% favorable rating. The Secret Service, 63% favorable rating. Homeland Security, well into the majority territory, and the FBI and the CIA the same way, and NASA also gets good ratings.
Glass half full, but now take us to the bottom.
Well, unfortunately, it is the VA still. The VA has had a bad reputation historically. Donald Trump, of course, said in his campaign that he would do something about that. But Americans don't have a very positive opinion on a relative basis of the VA. And then also down there near the bottom is the Internal Revenue Service. And then the EPA is also down near the bottom.
Frank, the EPA is interesting. Is it for doing too much or not enough?
Well, we don't know exactly why the EPA gets the ratings that it does. And in fact, it's one of those where we might expect that Republicans would be less positive than Democrats, but that's not the case. They're roughly equal when we look at how these two groups rate the EPA. A big difference, however, comes when we look at FEMA, where Democrats are much less positive than Republicans, and Homeland Security much less positive. And then I should point out, still speaking about these partisan differences, that we get a big, big difference in terms of evaluations of the FBI. Now, I mentioned earlier the FBI overall gets a pretty good rating, but there's a 20-point difference between the rating of the FBI between Democrats and Republicans, with Republicans at the lower end of that. And, of course, that follows from President Trump and others' criticism of the FBI in recent months.
Now, when you say positivity, I think White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee and her assessment of Donald Trump's first year in office. Are her opinions mirrored in the public mind?
Well, she said, to be very specific, that the Trump presidency was probably one of the most successful first years in office. So we would ask what the criteria are for that. And, of course, my job is to look at it from the eyes of the American public. And here we don't see it. You know, Trump's rating for the calendar year 2017 was 39%, the lowest for any newly elected president in our history. Overall satisfaction with the way things are going in the country came in at 27% for 2017, and that's not a robust number. Although I should say that's no worse than some of other presidents' first years in office, which came in pretty bad times, like Clinton and Reagan. They also had pretty low overall satisfaction numbers. And then Congress approval, as we've talked about many times, is also low. So we don't find any empirical indicators from the public's perspective that would say this has been a wildly successful first year for the Trump administration. But we'll see what happens going forward.
Though it seems pretty much beyond dispute that the economy is red hot, wouldn't that help to bolster the president's image?
One would think that it would. Typically, when the economy is strong, for example, in the dot-com boom, we had very high ratings up in the high 60% range for Bill Clinton, and one rating was 70%, even though he was being impeached at the time. So typically, the two go together. In the mid-80s, when Reagan got pretty good ratings, the economy was also doing well. So we have more of a disjuncture now than we have at any time in the past. Part of that may be partisanship. Dave, the simple facts are that Democrats just cannot come to tell us pollsters that the economy is doing very well. And again, this is taking into account that the stock market was doing well last year, unemployment was down. But when you ask Democrats across the country, how's the economy doing? They're very negative on a relative basis to where they were in the previous years. And of course, Republicans shot up.
Frank, Philadelphia was and is Eagles town, and with their march in the playoffs now, all eyes are turning to football. Is football the national sport?
Still is. In fact, Donald Trump's eyes are turning to football, right? He, not the Eagles game, but he apparently is may or at least thinking about going to Atlanta for the Alabama-Georgia football championship game at the college level. But we have asked a question going back to the Depression era. What is your favorite sport to watch? And back then, by the way, it was baseball. But in recent decades, football has won out, and it still does. We just asked the question. 37% of Americans say football is their favorite sport to watch, way ahead of professional basketball or professional baseball. Now, we don't differentiate between pro and college football, but football overall is the favorite sport to watch. But I should point out, that's come down. Popularity of football is down a little from as high as 43% a few years ago. So the percent of Americans who say that's their favorite sport, a little lower, but still dominant.
Is that perhaps because of the oversaturation of games on not just Mondays and Sundays, but Thursday night and on occasion Saturdays?
Oh, it could be, and I'm sure Roger Goodell is spending a lot of time trying to figure all of that out. We do know, and I think we talked about it a bit ago, we asked people, are you a fan of professional football and are you a fan of college football? A different set of questions, but there we found that the fandom, so to speak, for professional football had dropped, whereas the fan base for college football had stayed level. So we do think maybe the drop in this spontaneous mention of football as a favorite sport to watch could be due to some of the troubles facing professional football. And it's more than oversaturation, a lot of discussions about concussions and injuries, and of course, the controversy about kneeling during the national anthem.
Which sports might be gaining with football declining?
Well, not a lot of the major sports are gaining at all. Baseball is down, actually, just like football is. In fact, only 9% of Americans this year said baseball was their favorite sport to watch, and that's as low as we've ever seen it. Basketball up a little, but not as high as it has been. One sport that did come up, I can tell you, is soccer. 7% of Americans say soccer is their, of course, that's football in Europe, but here it's soccer. Is their favorite sport to watch, and that's as high as we've seen it in a long time. So soccer is probably coming up. And after soccer, we find ice hockey, auto racing, tennis, golf, volleyball, boxing, gymnastics, all of the above. But all of those get very small percents in terms of being a favorite sport to watch.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.